Jackie O. Kyle and Jackie O.
This is the Kyle and Jackie O Show.
Chain smokers, that's closer. And Kiss FM.
Kiss's private investigator.
Rightio, we got the Kiss PI on the case here, Beck. Jack's been telling us her story, a sad story about the dad's sort of flaked off and disappeared for the last 2 years.
Yeah, he was meant to turn up to her engagement party, called her and said, oh, I don't think I can make it, I'm looking at a car. And then never even called to apologise, and then she's just never heard from him since, and she's kind of upset about it. Beck,
yeah, of course.
We do have a result. I know you're really nervous, meet Gavin. He's our new PI at Sydney Private Investigation. He's been digging up what he can on this. Hey, Gavin.
Hi, how you going?
Hey.
Yeah, good.
I'm all right. How are you?
Go, buddy.
How you going?
Yeah, good.
Yep.
Beck's waiting to hear.
Okay, so look, as you know, we had little information to go off. We had an old number, we had a date of birth, and his name. And unfortunately, your dad has a very common name, which made it extremely difficult for us. And he wasn't present on any social media.
Oh, that
the good
makes
news
hard.
Is mm-hmm. that we have tracked him down, and yep. we confirm he's living on the Central Coast, working as a carpenter, and it seems like he's been there for a good part of this year. Now, to double check, what we did is we actually went and did a door knock at his house, and when he answered, we wanted to confirm his name, which we did, and we matched him to the photo that you gave us.
Did you tell him you were a private investigator, or did you dress up as a charity worker? Because I know that when I owned a PI company, I would often don different outfits and become like a council worker or a charity collector.
That.
Oh, Jackie, I was so good at it. That's why I'm so good as an actor, because I could become anyone I wanted to be. I would chameleon myself into whatever. So what ruse did you use, Gavin?
Well, sometimes you're right, Kyle. You've got to do that sort of thing. But I think in his approach, we're just straight up and honest with him. Told him I was a private investigator, and just basically honesty is sometimes the best policy. So, trying to make a story up at 9 o'clock at night, not always the best thing.
That's hard. The run flat tire doesn't always work. Yeah,
some cookies or something. Look, we just had a brief discussion with him, and we told him his daughter was looking for him and wanted to reach out and make contact.
Yeah,
and unfortunately, at this stage, he's declined to take things any further.
What?
He said he wasn't interested in hearing from you, but he did say he knew where you were and what you're getting up to. So he does seem to be interested in keeping tabs on where you're at, but looks like he's just not ready to talk at the moment.
Oh,
what the hell's going on
there? Why is he being like this, do you think, Beck? What, Gavin, when you spoke to him, was he hostile? Was he open to it? What was his demeanour like?
Well, it was a bit taken back, obviously, because we had to get him out of bed at 9 o'clock at night. Brady was in bed early. A bit perplexed, I suppose you could say, but his quote-unquote was, I'm not too fussed. So we try to... we tried to turn things around a little bit and do our bit, but he just wasn't interested at all.
Does that make sense? That doesn't seem to make sense from where I sit, but it's your dad. What do you think?
To be honest, it doesn't make any sense. I'm lost for words. It's kind of like,